the Gospel of Luke, chapter number 15. Stand, if you will, we'll begin reading in verse 1. As soon as we pray, Father, we love you and we pray, dear God, that you would anoint our mind, clear our thoughts, help our hearts to be receptive. I pray, Lord, that you'd breathe upon us and help us to read the Word of God. Help us, Lord, to preach in power. Help us, dear God, to preach what you want us to preach. Nothing more, God, but everything. Leave nothing out. Trim no corners. Cut nothing, Lord, unless you'd have us. Lord, I pray your will be done. I thank you for the stream I've been flowing in and for the help you've been giving me through this text. But God, if you see fit to knock a hole in the bank and take this thing another direction, help me to have sense enough to let it go. Lord, do your will. I pray for Jesus' sake. I love you in Jesus' name. Lord, save the lost, touch the saints, and we'll give you glory. Amen. And Seth, if you'll hit me as best you can on that thing, I sure appreciate it. In Luke chapter 15, verse 1, then drew near unto him all the publicans and the sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners. I like to call recess right there. I sure am glad he does. Amen. Yeah. And eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. I hope we got that. And just a little bit, and just a little bit, just a little bit, we'll see how we ought to rejoice. But I don't want us to miss the fact that the shepherd is rejoicing because he found his sheep. Help me out. Help me out. Thank you, Lord. Look at verse 5. And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. Help me out, Seth. Turn that thing down if you got to. When he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and his neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice. When he's already started rejoicing. But now he's called other folks to get in on it with him. I'm just telling y'all, I'm just looking for somebody to help me rejoice a little bit. Amen. For I was found, my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 90, and 9 just persons which need no repentance. Either what man having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house, and seek diligently till she find it. And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together and saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there's joy in the presence of the angels over one of God over one sinner that repenteth. Now, here's what we're looking at. And he said, a certain man had 2 sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the young son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there wasted his substance with righteous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land. And he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat. And no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my fathers have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father and say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. Verse 20. And he arose and came to his father. And when he was a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe, put it on him, put his ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. You can be seated. I want to ask everybody a question. Have you minded God this morning? Hey, Lord. I feel like I lost you halfway through reading the text. We didn't even read a whole chapter. Everybody with me? Notice in our text today, there's three things lost and three things found. Father, we pray today you'd help me to preach. Help me, Lord, to tune our hearts into heaven, Lord. I pray, Lord, all I can do is to do my best and deliver that you've laid upon my heart. Lord, if there's somebody here that would in any wise grieve or hinder the Spirit of God, Lord, would you help them to deal with it right now? Help us, dear God, to have liberty to mind you. You said, well, the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I make it, Lord, an atmosphere for preaching. Thank you, dear God, for all that you've done in my heart. Oh, I want to help you, children. Help, Lord, I pray for your glory. I thank you, Lord, for all that you are. Oh, God, that you do. I pray our mind wouldn't be on anything but on you. God, if it is, I pray you crimp it. I pray you, God, just crimp that little vessel off that's thinking about something it shouldn't. And God, turn us into heaven. Oh, God, that you get to glory. I love you and I praise you in Jesus' name. I thank you and pray. Amen. If the Lord would help me for a little while this morning, I want to preach on the dangers of a far country. The dangers of a far country. A far country, Brother Tony, it's not foreign to our Bible. In fact, the first time that you see a far country, it is a place of trickery. And Joshua, and chapter number 9, you'll remember that Joshua and the children of Israel, they have had victory after victory. They've took care of giants on the other side of Jordan. And God has rolled back the waters from Adam to Zarethan and piled it up and let the waters go down. And so millions of God's children have walked over on dry ground. You say, preacher, how'd they do it? Thank God. They did it by lifting up the ark, by lifting up the picture of Christ. And when they lifted up the ark and stood firm on dry ground, thank God the people passed, here's the word the Bible used, clean over. Woo! They walked around Jericho one time for 6 days and seven times on the seventh day, 13 times walking around, and the walls have failed. They've been through judgment, falling on Achan, and got back right with God. And Ahi has stuck their tail between their legs, and God's whooped another crowd. But now, on the mountain of victory, it's going to become a mountain of ease. And friend, look up here at your preacher. It is a dangerous thing when you've enjoyed the presence of a holy God, got a few victories underneath your belt, that you get at ease and get lazy and get complacent and let your prayer life go to slacking on you and don't read the Bible and don't stay hooked in. Hey, it's a dangerous thing. But the Bible said that there's a crowd out down there at Gideon, out down there at Gibeon, and they said, hey, they've whooped everybody that they've come into contact in. So let's do this. Let's put rags on. Let's take some moldy bread. Let's get some old rusty sacks. Some of them old wine bottles that's half decayed and barely tied together. And let's make it look like that we're ambassadors. And the Bible uses this word. They lied and said that they came from a far country. He said, preacher, what are you saying? I'm warning you. How about the dangers of a far country in Luke 15? But I'm simply saying the dangers of a far country are not foreign to the Bible. God's been warning us about the far country ever since Joshua. Now here they are in Canaan and enjoying the blessings of God, saved out of Egypt. Thank God, living in victory, eating from wells they didn't dig, living in houses they didn't build, eating big old grapes. Hey man, big enough, scooped a goodie out, put it on like a swimming cap. I mean, they got pomegranates. They are having a time. And the Bible says that they got a little complacent. They didn't pray and they didn't seek God's counsel on this crowd from Gibeon. deception. And the Bible says they were wily in their deception. Oh, yes. And that far country. You see, preacher, what do you? I'm simply saying, some of us beat our chest, snap our suspenders, and say we'll never go to the far country. But if you don't watch it, that far country will come to you and it'll slip in there. Try to act like your friend. Try to act like your buddy. And before it's over with, I'm talking about the devil. We'll send a crowd down there to infiltrate your children's friends. Hey, look up here at your preacher. It's preaching time. It ain't praying time. Listen, it's serious business. Be careful, because the far country will come to your house. Amen. It's not a foreign thing to the Bible. Woo! Y'all remember the story about Hezekiah? Hezekiah's down yonder. He's sick on his deathbed. Gets to praying. God adds 15 years to his life. Hey, man, he's on the mountaintop. I mean, he's happy, but he's going to get at ease. Instead of seeking counsel from God, he's getting at ease. You know, I'm talking about God done something for Hezekiah that he ain't done for nobody. Are y'all listening to this preacher? It's appointed unto man wants to die, and after this, the judgment. Are y'all listening to me? That boy's on his deathbed. I know God knowed how to get a hold of Ezekiel. And isn't it something that God knows how to get a hold of us? He'll bring us to the point of death and bring us back just enough. I'm talking about maybe not physical, but spiritually. You feel like you're going to dry up. You feel like you're going down, God. All of a sudden, thank God, God will come by and stir your heart. And woo! He'll roll back time. You know what he did for Ezekiel? Ezekiel said it ain't enough for just him to stop the sun. He's done that back here for Joshua. I want him to do something special. I want him to roll it backwards. Now you can sit here and try to figure it out, but you can follow me. If you don't believe it, you can look it up on Google, since you believe that more than God's man anyway. Hey man, you can Google it later. Scientists can't even figure out. They got some missing days. Hey, there's time missing. They can track it, but there's time unexplained. There's anomalies. Hey, and right here it is. He turned according to the sundial of over yonder of Azariah. The Bible said of Azariah, they moved it back 10 degrees. God backed the sun up. God gave, I'm telling you, some of us wish to God we could go back and get a hold of them spiritual, healthy days when we shouted and enjoyed the victory. Then why don't you pray? Why don't you seek God? But when God does it, don't get complacent. For God's sake, that's what Ezekiel did. Here's what happened. Woo! I heard Ezekiel, or Hezekiah. I heard by way of Isaiah. I heard come through the man of God, passed on down over here to this side of the country. How Babylon was a weak country right here. But they sent word. I said, Hezekiah, I heard God healed you. I heard you were sick and you got better. And so they sent a little word and sent a little present. Yes, sir. And it's what Hezekiah did. He said, I'm going to go ahead and throw my pearls before the swine. I'm going to go ahead and open up the house and show them all the treasures and show them all the blessings. And so, hey, you better watch that crowd. You know what the Bible says? Isaiah gets down there and says unto him, said, what's these men from Babylon that's came in and out? And Hezekiah says, they are from a far country, even from Babylon. You better don't get complacent. Hey, church, when God seemingly rolls it back, fills you with the Holy Ghost, stirs your heart one more time, gives you about 15 more years of joy of serving Jesus, then for God's sake, don't get cold on God. Don't get complacent. Hezekiah would always seek counsel from God's man. But instead of seeking counsel or praying and seeking help from God, he just opened the doors up and exposed everything that God had gave him. Don't open up yourself to the devil. The far country wants to rob you of your shout, of your joy, of your victory, of your treasures. Somebody help me. Be careful. Far country is not a foreign thing to the Bible. And then we got this text here. It's a place of trickery, far country is. It'll try to act like your friend. Oh, yes. Amen. It's a place of treachery. It'll try to act like that it's enjoying hearing you shout. It's enjoying hearing your victories.
And all the while, they'll cut your feet out and try your best. The devil's crowd will cut your feet out from under you and try their best to steal it from you. And what did Isaiah tell you? Well, it ain't going to be long. You really done something good now. Ain't going to be long. You're going to get carried away into Babylon. And all your children. Are y'all with me? And when Hezekiah died, it started happening. Yes, sir. I want my children to enjoy the glory just like I've enjoyed it. I don't want the good old time faithful way to go away. This is a place of old time and treasures and worship. And we ain't giving it up and giving in to nobody. Is everybody with me? Amen. Yes, sir. Place of treachery. Yes, sir. But in our text, it's a place of travesty. It's a place, Brother Jeremy, I like to liken it unto. It'll cost you. Oh, yes, it will. I like to make it real to folks. This far country right here. Say, well, I ain't never going to go. It might come to you. It might steal away what you got. Yeah. It can't steal your soul. God gave you life. That stuff's done. But I'll tell you what it is. He'll steal your shout. Are y'all with me? If he can't get you, he'll get your youngest. Hezekiah's kids never did get to enjoy what Hezekiah did. I wonder if what we're doing is setting up our children for glory. Thank God are stealing it from them. Are y'all listening to this preacher? Are y'all listening to me today? My God, have mercy. Can you just give God about 4 hours a week? It won't hurt you. Somebody help me. Help us, Lord. Marathon watching TV for 8 hours, slobber running out, can't even take time to go use the bathroom, come to church. Everybody with me? Help, Lord. Amen. Listen, there's a lot of things in this text that can give us some warning signs that we might be fixing to see people go to the far country. There's some things that ain't in our text. I'll deal with them in a minute. But I want you to think about this one parabolic story. Who's in this crowd that's gathering up around the Lord? Well, first of all, you'll notice they're scribes and Pharisees. That's that religious crowd. They think they got it all figured out. That's just because they got a little garb on, pay their tithes. Amen. They think they're all right, but they outside the whited walls and inside they're full of dead bones. Oh, the outside look like they've got it all. Everybody carries a King James Bible ain't a preacher.
You're right.
Amen. Everything with a steeple, we ain't even got one. Hey, we going to get one, though. Hey, we ain't got one yet. But everything with a steeple ain't a church. Woo! Every woman wears a long dress ain't a Christian either. That'd probably be a good indicator in this wicked, ungodly world. But I'm going to tell you, that don't mean they saved. Are y'all with me?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Listen. Notice in our text, they scribes and Pharisees. But then notice this, these publicans and sinners. That's the outcasts. That's that crowd that has been employed by Rome and are taking taxes from their own people. And they don't understand why Jesus is sitting down among publicans and sinners. And so the Lord just broke it out on them. I said, let me give you three parabolic stories. And so y'all remember, here's the trilogy of truth in this chapter. Y'all stay with me. Here's the trilogy of truth. Now, if we were to look at this in an accountant's term, if we looked at it with an accountant mindset, logically, from the outside looking in, it ain't bad. That's only one sheep out of 100. My God, that ain't but 1% loss. But when the shepherd, he don't see the 99. He's got one on his heart. He's worried about one. He loves the one. Woo! He's concerned for the one. Ain't you glad he is? Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Amen. Hey, man, Brother Jared, help yourself. Help yourself. Woo! Ha! He ain't worried about 99. That's just, he's thankful for them. Hey, thank God they don't need no repentance. But there's one, and he wants to be all proud and different. He's not really sheepish. He thinks he can. He don't have to hang with the flock. He thinks he can go his own way. And that's going to cause him, all we like sheep have went astray. Are y'all with me? He's got a little world on him. He don't even act like a sheep. In fact, he's acting like a goat. He don't. But you know what, brother? Jeremy, here the shepherd goes. Because he's a loving shepherd. He'll go through the cold. He'll go in the night. That's when they put him up. He'll go across the backside. He'll go down there to the mud hole. And he'll see that little sheep over there laid up on his back. Gas has filled his belly. He can't roll over. The wolves is fixing to have a meal. Hey, you say, that's Christian wolves. No, they ain't. They still going to eat you. A wolf will always be a wolf. I ain't going to change my mind on it. Amen, amen, amen. They done killed one time. That's how they got sheep clothes to begin with. Wolves in sheep clothing. Oh yeah, they'll howl a little bit, say it ain't bad, but hey, over there he's deserted. Hey, he don't understand it. But thank God he's got a shepherd who won't give up until he comes where he is. I say hallelujah. He'll come. Ain't you glad? 40 years, brother Doug, he didn't give up on you. 60-some years, he didn't give up on you. Woo! He kept walking, kept looking, kept drawing, kept searching. He came to seek and save that which is lost. Hey, man. Well, we go to the next door. And they say, well, it's just one coin. You got 10. You lost one. But you still got 9. Well, from a mathematics standpoint, from an accounting standpoint, that ain't but 10%. Are y'all with me? Boy, I'm telling you, the Lord's breaking it down right here. If it's 1%, he's still looking. You say, preacher, what's so important about that? Just think about it like this. In that day, the groom would always give, likened unto, in addition to the dowry, 10 stones. And most of the time, it's 10 pieces of silver. They said this right here. She's lost one piece of silver. We first looked at the son. Sheep, that ain't but 1%. But it looks like it ain't bad. She's got 9 pieces of silver. But what's so important about that? It's as if the 9 are unusable without the 1. Because that is what the groom gave her. And on her wedding day, she's going to wear a headband. Or a necklace with 10 coins in it. 9 ain't enough. And she's concerned about it. And so she moves the clutter away and sweeps it out. That's what a lot of people do when they get under conviction. They'll get rid of some things. They'll clean up some things. But they still lost. Are y'all with me today? Hallelujah. Thank God she's concerned about the one. She's wondering about the one. Until thank God that coin can't save itself. And just like the sheep couldn't save itself. See, here's the thing. God dealt with us on an animate object. Amen. A sheep. And then he deals with us on an inanimate object. That coin don't even have sense to know that he's lost. Oh no. But he's lost. And she'll take that light and it'll go over that coin. And that coin can't say, here I am. Here I am. But thank God that little servant, that bridegroom has gave her 10. And that bride will not give up. Church, don't give up. Don't keep sweeping. Keep working. Let God use you. He'll direct your heart. He'll direct your mind. He'll let the light go where it needs to go. Until one time, power outside of itself. Thank God reaches in up underneath the thatch that most of the time was their flooring. moves back the junk, picks it up out of the dirt, and scoops it up and says, here it is. I've got it. And she says, hey, y'all come over. I've found it. I'm ready to meet my groom. I'm ready to get married now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But then there's that son. Mathematically speaking, that's only 50%. You still got one. Are y'all with me? You got one son that's gone to the far country. One. But you still got one at the house. You think he'd be happy just to have one at the house. But oh no. See, every son and every daughter has a special place in the heart of the Father. And a special place, the church is like a mother, in the heart of the mother. Are y'all with me? Everyone. 50% ain't enough, brother. Oh no. It ain't enough.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank God. And you know what that the Bible says? The Bible says, thank God. Hallelujah. That 50%. Thank God there's a heart. Thank God. Hey, the Father is a longing for the Son to come back. There's a special place there. But I'm glad their story told us the good news. But thank God the sheep was found. They didn't quit looking till they found the last sheep and the last one of them. And thank God the coin, the silver was found. But hallelujah. Thank God the son came back to the house. How's that possible? Because somebody loved him.
Right.
One little old lady in church was asked, what did it feel like? What was most precious? What stands out in your mind? Now that you're older and gray, what stands out of your mind? Why do you always brag about getting engaged? What is that so special to you for? She said, because when I had my groom asked me to marry him, I realized that he wanted me. Woo! There's somebody that wanted the sheep. There's somebody that wanted the silver. There's somebody that wanted the son. I'm just glad this morning that he wants me. Are y'all with me? So the trilogy of the truth in this chapter. Then listen to this test, a trilogy of how they got lost. The sheep don't really have no idea how he got lost. He don't have no idea. He didn't set out to get lost, but he had a little originality about him. Had a little bit of attitude about him. Felt like he could do it himself. But one day he woke up, and it was daytime. Nobody was leading him to green pastures. Nobody was taking him near the still waters. He didn't know how he got lost. He just strayed a little. He don't know how it happened. But he knows it's happened. He don't know how it happened. But he knows he's lost. But then look at that coin. That coin, y'all listening to me? Y'all with me? Didn't have a thing to do with it getting lost. You see, that coin... That coin was put together by a jeweler. That coin had the image of the sovereign on it. Are y'all with me? Had the image and the form of the sovereign of another land that was in there. Hey. Amen. And that jewelry man, he took it and he fastened it. But y'all listen to me. Y'all listen real good. Y'all pull up here. Because of the shoddy work of another, this coin has found itself lost and fail. Because of work, the shoddy work of Adam, how we find ourselves lost. The coin don't know it's lost. The sheep knows he's lost, but don't know how he got there. Hey, I'm so glad. I didn't know I was lost, but one day I didn't know how I got lost. Woo! But thank God somebody came looking for me. They started carrying the light. They wasn't going to cut the light out. They wasn't going to stop. And the Bible says every time he reverts back to rejoicing in heaven and rejoicing on earth. She called a party. The shepherd called a party. So it is in heaven. He said, they're going to be happy down here, but they're going to be happy up here. Amen.
Amen.
So then the son, he knows he's lost. It ain't nobody else's fault. This son done heard the truth. He done been around the Father's love. He's done heard it preached. He sat right on the church pew. He knows all about it. But he's got a rebellious streak in him. And he's going to do what mom and daddy wants none of the time. He's going to do what he wants all the time. He is a selfish man. He is self-centered. Are y'all with me today? Oh, I'm telling you, friend, I know what I'm talking about. He thinks about this. He said, he got on his mind far country before he ever went to the far country. I dare say there's some young people in here that their mind's already in the far country. You see, because your mind will get on the far country before you ever get to the far country. Y'all young people better say amen right there. Y'all pay attention to what I'm saying. Hey, this ain't come from myself. It come from God. And I'm telling you right now, I thought and wrestled with it. I done preach on Luke 15. They've heard every mention. But I'm telling you, God turned the light bulb on. He started showing stuff popping up all over the place. And somebody needs to hear today, you are standing at the crossroads. You've heard the truth. You've seen God go after them that didn't know they was lost. You've seen God go after them that got woke up that they was lost and didn't know how they got there. Hey, you've seen God bring them home. You've seen heaven rejoice and earth rejoice. And listen, you can be sitting right here. And if God help, I hope there ain't no casualties in here. Maybe, God forbid, next year, this time, there will be somebody not sitting in this crowd. I hope not. Listen to the preacher. I'm telling you, thank God, according to God's word, went to fire country. See him, brother. He goes out there and demands, and I'll get back to it in a minute, the portion of goods that failed to him. If it wasn't for the Father, he wouldn't have nothing. Boy, I'd like to preach right there, man. Woo! Before you go to walking off from the Father, this and up here, you better realize nothing you have right now would even be yours if it wasn't for him. Right. Amen, preacher, preach on. Are y'all with me? Amen. My God, have mercy. Is everybody tuning in to me? Oh, he leaves strutting. The Bible said at the end of the chapter, he had some things on his mind. Drunkenness and harlots. That's all he had. Self-seeking pleasure. I've said it before, let me say it again. Sin has an eye in the middle of it. And everything you do as that is sin is selfish. It's all self. The Ten Commandments are about selfishness. I mean, if you love your neighbor like you love yourself, you'll quit wanting his wife. If you love your neighbor like you and love God, you won't steal their car. Everybody okay? Yeah, take a deep breath, praise God. Listen to me. I'm telling you right now, it's selfish. Sin is selfish. I think I deserve this. I want this. I don't know why they don't treat me like it. I don't know why the preacher don't pit me. That's sin. It ain't about it's about him. You need a substitution. Take the I out, put a O in. You need the Son to run your life. That's what you need. Everybody say amen. Wake up every morning seeking your own will. You better realize you can't do that. Amen. Listen to me. He woke up with far country on his mind. Day after day after day. He walked away strutting. But it ain't going to be long, brother. He's going to be rooting with the hogs. Yes, sir, living out there. Sad day. And I may get back to it later. But in case I don't, let me say this. He joined himself. After he done spent everything he had, he hooked up with a worldly man. Yes, sir. And you know what the worldly man did? Did he treat him like his father would? No, you think the world's going to treat you like something? You've got in your mind everybody that's in the churches are corrupt and hypocritical. Why don't you get off your hobby horse, hypocrite? Say amen. Amen. Hey, a hypocrite is somebody that says they something else. Amen. And they know they ain't. We ain't. If you know you ain't nothing and stand up and brag on God about being everything and because you can't live good enough to bring glory to God, that ain't a hypocrite. Everybody okay? Amen. Amen. Preach on, preacher. Amen. We ain't running Shane Jackson Ministries. This is the Lord Jesus Ministry.
Yes, sir.
I ain't got t-shirts Shane Jackson Ministry. I ain't got CDs Shane Jackson. It ain't about Shane Jackson. It's about Jesus. It's about Jesus. It's about Jesus. Everybody okay? Claim to be independent, fundamental. My hind leg. My God, it's about Jesus. I remember going to Brother Hanley Milby's meeting, taking a church up there. Whew. Went to camp meeting. Somebody, we had put the church name on the van we had. And then underneath of it, Pastor Shane Jackson. I felt so convicted. I went and got me a pocket knife and cut my name off of it. It ain't about Pastor Shane Jackson. It's about the only potentate. That's who it's about. I want to make much of Jesus.
Yes,
you know what the Gentiles said when they came to disciples? We would see Peter. No, we would see Jesus. It's about Jesus, church. Amen.
Yes, sir.
You know a sunflower? A sunflower is the most, they say, I don't know, I'm not a botanist. But they say that a sunflower is the most fruitful plant, one of them, on earth. You know why? It's always wanting to put its face, never his back, to the sun. Wakes up in the morning, follows the sun all day. Goes down at night, wakes up in the morning looking for, I mean, they spend this whole day looking for the sun. What the God, we spend all day looking for the sun. I know, I'm not talking about quitting work. I'm talking about looking for the sun when the trees is falling, saying, "Whoa!" Just like the sap that runs through and gave life. The Holy Ghost ran through my soul and gave life. Are y'all with me? It's not foreign for our country. To the Bible. It's not foreign to the truth to our text. There's a trilogy. He gives us three stories inside of one big parable. Three parabolic truths, one parable. Brother Jeremy, here's what I thought. He's strutting and he's rooting. Thank God. And it don't matter if you're sitting here today like the coin and don't know you lost. Like the sheep and don't know how you got there. Or like the son knows you was rebellious to the truth of God. It don't matter how you're lost, because there's a Son of God that came for one purpose, and that's to seek and save that which is lost. Hey, good news. Good news, publicans and sinners. I'm sitting with y'all because I come to seek and save that which is lost. And for you Pharisees and scribes that ask me that question, I just want to let you know, you think you're in the fold. You think you don't need to repent. You think you're in that 99. I'm going to tell you, I love that one. I leave this 99. How to go looking for one that knows he's lost. Hey, but don't know how he got there. And I won't give up on him that couldn't do nothing to save herself. And we was all in that shape. We couldn't save ourselves. When we woke up to the fact we was lost, I'm glad God didn't stop there, but turn the spotlight on the cross and let us see the good shepherd. Thank God, the reaching church. Hallelujah. And the loving Father. Thank God, wooing us back. And I don't have time, but I can just tell you this. I would take it if I fit it, but I don't feel like I need to. But in the story, there's the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost working. Sure is. Yes, sir, that shepherd, that's Jesus. That precious woman looking, that's the Spirit. Hallelujah. And that Father that's back at the house looking, that's the Father. Are y'all with me? I have to give that to you later. Here's the delusion. Now let's look at the text. There's a delusion in verse 12. There's a delusion of the prodigal son. He thought too much of himself. He had filthy lucre, filthy living. And before long, all he could think about was, I want my freedom. I mean, here's what the wants of the younger son was. Verse 12, he wanted, hey, the want of a rebellious son, I want my freedom. I want out of my daddy's house. But I'm going to tell you, what bothers me in this text is what ain't in there. There ain't a mama in there. Where's she at? She probably don't even go to church half the time. She probably lays out every chance she gets. I know one thing. She must not have cared much about the sun, because she'd have been out there saying, "Don't go! Don't go!" Where's an independent fundamental Baptist church in this text? Why in the world wasn't there a church praying that the young people? Hey, I'd like to ask, yes, where's the party at before they go to the hog pen? There ought to be some partying down. There ought to be some loving on the young people. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Amen! There ought to be some thank God. Are y'all with me? Where is the protest of an old-fashioned grandma that says, "Don't go"? I told y'all this. I'm going to tell y'all one more time in case you forget it. And I leave this world before you do. You make sure you do this. One of my kids, I don't think he ever would. I'm praying God they never will. But if one of them ever sets out for a far country, I pray that one of y'all, if I'm alive, goes and gets mama, puts on smack dab in front of them, and say, "Now you walk over her to go." I like to see them do that. I like to see them get a hold of that. I'm going to tell you right now, you can't walk over that woman. Hallelujah. I know for a fact, thank God, Papa, and y'all don't have to agree with this. Y'all don't have to agree with this. You can be wrong if you want to know. You don't have to agree with this. Hey, man. But I'm saying, I ain't got over that, Brother Jeremy. I'm just thinking to myself, Papa's gone to heaven, right? But there's a rocks down there that's still piled up in the old chicken coop.
Yes, sir.
Hey, still piled up.
Right.
There's a lot of them got my boy's name on it. I know when he put them on there. There's a lot of them got my name on it.
Right.
I'm talking about big pile, ain't they, Michelle? Big pile. Right. Here's what I kind of think. The Bible said we're sitting in heavenly places in Christ. I kind of think that when Papa got home, he said, "Hey, Brother Shane, I didn't know you was here." Y'all might not believe that, but I'm going to believe it. I believe when man got home, they said, "Woo! Kid, I didn't know." Because the Bible said we're already sitting in heavenly place in Christ Jesus. You know, in other words, when the rapture takes place, I'm going to go where I'm already at. I'm going to catch up with myself. I'm half here. That's why I'm half here. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! I know people don't believe in the rapture, and I can't help it. I can't help it. They don't know what they're talking about. My God, it's all in the Bible. What was Enoch? If he wasn't raptured, tell me what he was. What was Elijah? If he wasn't raptured, tell me what he was. Everybody okay? And if God didn't get Lot out before the fire fell, if that ain't a picture of it, tell me what it was. I know Noah's not a picture of it. He's a Jew going through the storm. But thank God the storm still didn't touch him. Amen. But Enoch was a Gentile. He was the church that got out before the... Are y'all with me today? Oh, the word rapture may not be in there, but the truth is everybody okay? I'm going to tell you right now, we already there. I ain't got over that. Why ain't there somebody protesting? Why ain't there a place of worship that's getting on with old time religion? I mean, when Peter got put in jail, there was a church praying. And they didn't have enough faith to get him out of jail. But somebody had enough faith to pray. And when he showed up the door, they couldn't believe it was him. Thank God for a crowd that's just got a faith enough to pray. Hey, if you got enough to pray, pray on. Hey, man. Where is the parents? Both of them. Where's the protest? Let me just say this. If one of you parents has got good godly convictions and the other don't, the one that don't, shut up. Best thing you can do is don't say a word. Amen. Preach on, preacher. Don't be bucking up against your wife or your husband. It ought to be the husband that has them, because the wife should be the weaker vessel. But thank God for a praying wife that sometimes will get in front of you and a hook a chain, logging chain to the back of your neck. And just throw you up on her shoulder. Amen. And drag you through the muck and mire. I'm going to tell you, that's why I got a helpmate. Sometimes you need a little help. You need God to lock the front to. Amen. Lock the hubs. Help me out of this mud hole. Amen, preacher. Yes, sir. There ought to be unity of the parents. They ought to be in unison down at the place of worship. There ought to be an old-time man of God that's standing down there saying, "If you go to the far country, it ain't going to be because I don't warn you." Notice from where they was to where they went was down geographically. And that's the way sin will take you down, down, down until you're stripped and you have to join up with them. And they ain't going to be your best buddy. Where's the preacher at? Where's the party? Where's the praying crowd at? But he went. Brother Jeremy, when he went, and the Bible said, not only was there a delusion, he thought it was going to be better down there. I want my freedom. Oh, yeah. You see, because the want of a rebellious son is freedom. But the want of a ruined son, verse 14, and when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land. And when he began to be in want, the Bible said he went and joined himself. He said, preacher, he ain't in the harlot holes no more. You say, preacher, he ain't got no more money. You say, preacher, he's done. He's done with that life, but he's still living there. And instead of going back to the Father, he's still in a daze. Now notice this. There's a devastation of the prodigal son. Foolishness in his heart, verse 13. Famine has, you know what I love? I just put it like this. Y'all don't believe this? Just let me alone. God put the whole world on famine to get one sinner out of the hall pen. I'll be back in a minute, y'all. Have you seen? I'm talking about that famine. Woo! God sometimes will put a famine around you just to get your eyes on him. Put the whole world on famine. Y'all with me? Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. Here this son is. He's devastated. His famine is hit. There's a filth that he's living in. He's walking and feigning to eat the husk. That comes from a corbella. That comes from a fruit that was called the beast fruit. I likened it. I used to think it was like a banana, but it's not. It has a sweeter taste to it. But here's the problem. They use it to fatten hogs up, and they use it to feed it to the dogs. Boy, that sounds hogs and dogs. Yeah. That's what we was when we was lost.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
That's exactly right. A hog wallers in the slop because he don't have sweat glands, and that's the only thing that eases his flesh, cools his flesh off. And we was just like the hogs wallering in the flesh. Amen. In the old slop of this world. Amen. Like an old dog turning around eating our own vomit. Well, it's just an old dog eating the things of this world and eating old beast fruit. And he said, oh, the husk that the swine did eat. He feigned himself, wanted somebody to give. But nobody would. Nobody even take care. I'm going to tell you, the world ain't going to take care of you. But back at the Father's house, back at the church, they'll love on you. They'll take, hey, you ain't been faithful. You've took off on a far country. But I'm so glad there's a faithful father who's still sitting at the table, who's got a calf fattening up for 2 months. He knows you're coming home. He's looking for you to come home.
Amen.
He's devastated. He had failed living in the field. But then there was a discovery of the prodigal son. See, he was down there in the pig pen schoolhouse. He's learning things down there in the pig's house. Now, when he was at the house, demanded of his father, he thought too much of himself. When he went and spent all his money on rides, swimming, and harlots, he lost himself. But in our text, in verse 17, he's going to come to himself. Ain't you glad today he came to himself? Now, I know people say, how did he come to himself? The sinner don't seek the Father until the Father seeks him. So how'd that happen? Well, there's somebody called the Spirit of God that went down there and climbed through the rails. And the Bible said he come to himself. He realized how wicked he was. He realized how filthy he was. He done lost his shoes. He ain't got shoes on his feet. Oh, no, he ain't got nothing. He's living among the hogs. Joined himself, made friends with the things of this world. Amen. They's all his buddies as long as he had money. But he ain't got no money no more. And he can't even find nobody. So he had to join himself. Let me do something. And so they let him feed the hogs. And let him work it. That's a picture of people trying to work their way back right. Hell yeah. You say, preacher, he ain't going out with harness no more. He ain't over yonder drinking no more. He ain't got no money to do it. No, but he's still living in the same place. He ain't come back to the Father. Amen. And there ain't no way. He's in a deluded state. He's walking around like he's in a daze. He don't know. That's what sinners are. Sinners do what sinners do because they sinners. But thank God for the Spirit of God. Hey, the Spirit of God, amen, had climbed through the rails, and old boy jumped the rail, and hit the trail, and went back to the Father. And the Bible said, amen, the Bible said, when the Father saw him afar off, I love this, he ran to him. When the shepherd picked the sheep up, the Bible said he rejoiced when he picked him up. Didn't say he said, you low down dirty sheep, you good for nothing. I would, shouldn't have never done that. That ain't what he said. And when that, he went to rejoicing. And then to the heavens rejoicing. Yeah. Amen. Right. Likened to a sinner. So likewise shall it be when one sinner repents. When one sinner repents, tells God he's sorry for his low down way of living, and trusts God as a Savior and gets rescued, yeah, and gets delivered, right, there's going to be rejoicing. Not just on, right, earth, but there's going to be rejoicing in heaven. Right. And when the woman found the silver, that inanimate object that didn't have a conscience, that didn't know it was even lost, when it got found, she started rejoicing, caused her friends to rejoice. And the church, we ought to rejoice when a sinner gets saved. And we ought to have party at the house of God. I mean party time. Because it's party time in heaven.
Amen.
And then the Bible says when the son comes home, the father sees him a great way off. Already got the calf fattening up. I know some people say, well, preacher, on a farm like that, they're always fattening a calf. Well, if you want to act like that, that's fine. That's fine. But I'm going to tell you right now, he didn't say a fatty calf. Y'all just wave at me so I make sure everybody's still awake. Everybody. He said, go get the fatty calf. He said, that one's got my boy's name on it. That one I've been saving. That one I've been waiting on. Woo! That one I've been hand feeding. That one I've been grain feeding. That, thank God, I've been bottle feeding it. I mean, that good meat. Thank God, that one down there that's been waiting on him to come to the house. He knew right when he was coming. I'm sure he probably got up every morning, but he got up this morning with a little spring in his step. Daddy, where you going? Daddy, where you going? Oh, yeah. There he is. Brother Chris, he done ran to him, hugged him, went to kissing all over him. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what I love about this brother? Brother, this helped me. He didn't make him clean up. But here's what I know. Before you put that robe on, there had to be a cleaning. Here's what I think. Before anybody saw what the hogs had done, before anybody could look how far he was, the Father washed him up. I believe the Father washed him up. You said, preacher, he kissed him. That was an act of affection. He said, bring the best robe. That's a robe of righteousness. He said, put that ring on. That's a ring of responsibility. That's a ring of restoration. He's the Son, and he goes in the authority of the Father. He's been restored. But then he said, go get some shoes. He started out. This is what I love. When he discovered how far he'd gone, he's determined in his mind that he needed to repent. I've sinned. He said, I need to pray. I need to go to the Father and say, make me as one of your hired servants. And he needed him. He said, I got to go to the Father's house. But when he got home, brother, he found nothing but delight and nothing but desire and nothing but dedication and nothing but a deliberate party on his behalf.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.
He put shoes on his feet. Notice what he said. Make me as one of your hired servants. He didn't say make me a slave. Because in some respects, a slave was family. But a hired servant could have been cut loose at any time. He said, no. He said, Lord, I've sinned against, y'all catch this, heaven. Now, y'all stay with me right here. Just saw this morning. Just saw it. Maybe I saw it before, but it came back to me. I don't think I ever saw it. When he's got that rebellion on, all he wanted was freedom. Then when he's down there and he's lost everything, all he's wanting is friendship. But now that he's coming home, all he wants is the Father and forgiveness. Notice when he's at the house, he had the far country on his mind. He had earthly things on his mind. Am I right? Went to us. Are y'all with me? But when he comes back, what's the first thing he says? He said, I've sinned against heaven. He's got heaven things on his mind. Oh, thank you, Lord. And I'm going to tell you, when the Holy Ghost convicts you, it'll put heaven on your mind. Hey, I feel like I'd run around here, do jumping jacks for Jesus. Hey, I'm talking about when I got saved, I got heaven on my mind. I wasn't worried about it. All I was thinking, Lord, I'm just glad I'm yours. He said, no, you ain't going to be a slave and not have shoes. I'm putting them on you. You're not going to be a hired servant. I'm restoring you. I'm renewing you. I'm giving you forgiveness. Let's kill the fatty calf. Party's on. Thank God. Call the friends. And so the Bible says, y'all get right here. This is where I've been wanting to get. Y'all stay with me. Robe of righteousness, rings of reconciliation, that ring of responsibility, that ring of restoration. He got a kiss of love. He's got shoes for a holy walk. And he's got a feast and fellowship. He's fixing to get on in there. But here's this word that jumped off the page. Are y'all with me, Jacob, you come. Here's this word. Before you play, Jacob, you just get ready. Before you get too calm about being saved, there's going to be joy. It always reverts back to rejoicing. Am I right? She found rejoice. The one that was lost is now found. The corn that was lost, thank God, the bride is now adorned. Woo! The bride is now adorned for the groom. I'm ready to go to glory. Everything, rejoice. And so will there be rejoicing in heaven. But here's what it says when it comes to the Son. And it says two times, uses this word, Mary. M-E-R-R-Y. Y'all with me? Look at your King James Bible. I'm glad we all on the same King James Bible, verse 23. Hey, bring forth here the fatty calf and kill it. I won't take time, but can I just say this? Y'all look up in here. Before there's forgiveness, there's got to be bloodshed. Woo! Hallelujah! Amen! 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 That heifer had to die outside the camp, and Jesus died outside the camp. I'm so glad he's the burnt offering that don't bring a stench, but it's a sweet smelling savor. Hallelujah. Said, kill it. Notice this. And let us eat and be merry. Look at verse 24. For this my son was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Now, it struck me again this morning. This word merry is different. We ought to rejoice about the sheep. We ought to rejoice about the coin. But if you ain't got it yet, scribes, Pharisees, that's your religious crowd, that ain't right on the inside. Publicans and sinners, traitors, those who know you lost and you need to repent. The Savior's got a message for you. If you ain't got that, he loves you so much that when the Holy Ghost draws you to him, because no man can come except the Father which sent me, draw him. And when the Holy Ghost draws you and lets you come to yourself and recognize your loss and see how far you got away from God. I mean, y'all, are y'all with me today? I never intended on drinking 24 beers a day and not being drunk. When I started drinking, I never said, I hope I become an alcoholic and I'll never become a drunk and get to the place I can drink 24 beers. And I didn't start out saying, I hope I get crazy and wake up with a devastating headache. I never started out. I don't believe a pot smoker says, I hope I get strung out on dope. And I hope, no, but that's what sin does. I don't believe nobody starts fornicating, running around with men, sleeping with them, hugging up on them. And if you ain't married, you don't need to be doing it. I don't care if you're 45, somebody say amen. Preach on, preacher. Amen. It's still going to be preached. You may do it, but it ain't going to be right. And if you do it, don't put it on social media, because I don't want people calling me and say, who is that devil they hugged up with? Everybody okay? It's all right. Woo! They're still right in 2018. Bless God. Amen. Get your hand off of them. Quit hugging up to them. Amen. And I don't think he ever intended on getting STDs and get diseased. I don't think he ever said, I hope I get sexually transmitted. I hope I get messed up. I hope I get fouled up. Oh, no, they don't do that. They think they just have a little pleasure. They just give into the flesh. I know before they know it, they're in a far country. But there's a father still looking for you. There's a fatted calf. The blood's going to be shed. Hey, in fact, let me say it like this. The blood was shed 2,000 years ago. There's no more calves, no more heifers, no more blood of any lambs, no turtle doves needed. Jesus is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory. Here's what I love, brother. When you get saved, we're not just going to rejoice. See, rejoice means to have your religious fit. It means to be excited. It means all that. Oh, that's good. In one place, it means to spin around in circles. I said Wednesday night, spin around in circles. We think that means this. But it could have meant cartwheels for the crippled man. That's circles. It means to make merry. It means to fend yourself mad. It means because of what's been done to you and for you to rejoice. But that ain't the word Mary. Y'all pulling real close right here. I hope you get this. And everybody in here that don't never testify, don't never raise your hand, don't never cry, don't never shout, don't like it when nobody does, I'm fixing to bust your bubble. Amen. And all you preachers need to put, remember this. This word Mary is middle voice passive verb. It's what it means. It means that somebody else is doing it to me and through me. But when it's passive, Brother Doug, it goes deeper. It carries the idea of this. Woo! And I didn't do it. Somebody's controlling this hand. It means, thank God, somebody's pulling your string. You ain't getting it. Let me put it like this. Picture yourself as a balloon and somebody's pumping you up until one day you're going to pop and get married. Woo! 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 Oh, what am I doing? He said, let's do it and be married. And then the Bible said when they got down there, they was married. Here come old smart aleck's son. He's lost too. And he says, thy son, you are in bad shape. If you've never left the house of God, and when somebody gets saved, you don't even identify them as brother. He didn't say my brother. He said, this thy son. Hallelujah. Amen. Are y'all with me today? Yeah. It ought to get on you. When somebody gets up out of the water, it ought to get on you. Woo! He got on me. I'm glad I got saved, but I'm glad you got saved. And you getting saved makes me relieve me getting saved. I feel like I got saved again. Yeah. Right. Everybody with me? Make you merry. It means heart to rupture with praise. It means, put it like this, blow up. Yep. In case y'all ain't getting it, I love it when my wife blows up. She's up there singing. Do you remember when? Amanda has seen it, Chris, and then it comes back over to her, and I see it hit her. Remember where God found her, and she'll go to squalling. What happened? She's She ain't just rejoicing. She's been made merry. A force outside of her has pumped her to the point that she cannot contain it. And a hand goes up, and a hand goes up, feet go up, and running happens. And all kinds of, you mean you get crazy. Because God does. Are y'all with me?
Amen. Amen, bro.
So think about it like this. He said, "Preacher, ain't nothing big about that. I like it when Miss Angela bust."
Yes, sir. Amen. Right, brother.
She'll usually begin with something like this. "I don't even deserve to be one of y'all's children. I don't even deserve to stand up. I haven't read my Bible. I haven't prayed." And everybody's saying, "Amen, that's me too. Amen, that's me too." And she said, "But I want to thank God for my husband. I want to thank God for my church." Hallelujah. What's happened? She's getting married. She can't hold it no more. What happened when Jared starts running? And it don't look, I thought she was going to pass out. Your face turned white. I said, "God, he's going to get through the third heaven." Hallelujah. Just right. Yeah. And I said, "Glory to God." What happened? There was somebody running besides him. Hey, I mean, when you get beside yourself, sit back down, and you go home thinking, "Boy, I'm ashamed of what I..." Hey, don't worry, you wasn't in control anyway.
Amen.
I like it when Miss Connie brags on Jesus. Brother Randy sits there, waves his hand. Amen. Well, once in a while, it'll break out on him. Old Brother Travis, if the lights is on, he's here. Boy, it'll get too much for him sometimes. He'll go to squalling. Amen, Brother Michael. Got to bragging on Jesus. I like it when Miss Abby, not long ago, got to singing, minding her own business, planning on singing. And she thought the singing got tore up, and I thought it got tuned in. Hey, amen. I like it when the Holy Ghost tears it up and tunes it in.
Yeah.
And she got to bragging and testifying, and a young girl over here got saved.
Yeah.
Hey, amen. I like it when tears go to flowing. I look over at Miss Melissa, and her eyes is red. Hey, amen. She can't hold it back, and they're running down her cheek. I love it when Miss Angie over here done been through hell on earth, done had lost one of her babies. Don't worry. She saw you when she got there. That's what I believe. Hey, mama, you here? She said, "Well, I'm half here." Woo, daddy, you here? I'm half here. Hey, woo. If you don't agree, just don't mess up my party. Amen. I believe that. Amen. Thank God. And she could still brag on Jesus, cry and testify, wave her hand. Amen. Amen. Old Brother Leonard gets so much on him, he can't sit, has to charge the pulpit. Hey, he's like one of them cars. I say, glory to God. Bless the Lord. Old Brother Dwayne got happy in the Lord. Miss Rhonda, she can't help it around Bible school.
Yeah.
She loses it because it was at Bible school when she got born again. Miss Anna busted today. I've seen Peggy crawl around the whole church on her hands and knees. What happened? She just busted. Hey, Miss Cheryl stood up, testified a couple weeks ago, and said, "I ain't got to do it in a while. I just want to thank God for helping me." Turned around and told Brother Chris, "If he done it for me, he can do it for you." Old Doug gets so happy. I got to pray with him in the altar. He helps my soul. Thank God. Amen. Y'all getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I seen Miss Nancy brag on the Lord. Miss Brandy ain't been saved long. She wrote her testimony down shaking. When we baptized her, read it off. I said, "If you ain't keeping that, I'd like to have it."
Yeah.
I pulled it out the other day, Miss Brandy.
Woo.
I said, "Boy, it was like God started cranking on that reliving that experience."
Yes, sir.
Amen. Hallelujah. Like one of them old horns,
right.
You know, air raid horns.
Right.
And before you know it, I was, woo! Fight back at the devil. Hallelujah. And brother, when we need to turn around, just shoot that last one. Amen. Amen. That's what it's like serving the Lord.
Amen.
I told Brother Chris, I said, "I done seen. You helped me when he told me he got an automatic." I said, "I done seen it, Brother Chris. I dreamed about it. You just going to get one. We got to make sure we always, Seth, Jeremy, give him a cordless mic, because I don't know when it's going to happen. But sometime midstream singing, he's going to take off and keep singing, running laps in a wheelchair. And I'm telling you, God's going to have to help me, because I done pictured it. Stand up, Jerry. Stand up right here. I done pictured. Why? Just kind of walk slow. I done pictured me doing this. Why is I going around? Woo! Hey, man. You say, preacher, what? No. I'm just saying, it's good to be in the house of God. I like it when God makes his people merry through them, for them. Hallelujah to him. Y'all with me? Oh, man. Y'all don't think so, but I've seen Gary break out. I've seen him. I get tickled every time. Woo! This is Jerry. Jerry said, whoa! I said, hallelujah. Jerry, don't ever change, please.
That's right.
Please. Because sometimes one night, about three or four nights ago, I woke up, couldn't sleep a little bit. I got to think about Jerry back here. Whoa! I said, glory to God. It got on him so much, he couldn't handle it. And finally, he walked down the altar and got born again. I've seen it testify through all of you. Hands waving, eyes dropping. It's Tony, brother. Tony gets the door up. He'll go to preaching, testify. I like that. Woo! Bethany, he'll go to shouting. Are y'all with me today?
Amen.
I'm simply saying, I like it. God makes us merry. I seen it get on my boy Seth Friday. Whew. Good, wasn't it? I seen it get on him in Virginia. You remember that? Oh, my. I seen Austin tote a Christian flag around the church. Hallelujah. I've seen Noah get up, say a word, and that helped me. But when he piled in here and he got up and looked like two water hoses that stuck out the side of his eyes, boy, that sure did help me. Are y'all, what I'm simply saying is I've seen it on the right side. I've seen it break out in the middle. In fact, I've heard Brother Chris's wife testify in the midst of this mess. We've heard Chris testify in the midst of this mess. Are y'all with me today? I'm talking about when everything says you shouldn't, you can't help but be merry. Because you're a son or a daughter, and you've got a father.
Amen.
Now, I know y'all don't think she said much. Boy, I've seen Mara get back there after she prayed and all.